Welcome, everyone, to today's Bible study podcast. Fernando, and I have my wife, Anna. Say hi, Anna, to the people.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We're having our Bible study, Importune, and we have some scriptures. Oh, the wife just smiled at me. I must have said that word wrong.
Impromptu.
Impromptu. Yeah. She's a English major.
Not really. And I went through my times with people. You know, bringing it like but a net.
I thank God. Annette is one of her best friends.
Yeah.
But I thank God because I always ask her, how do you spell this? Why am I not getting it right? And she goes, and she'll tell me what an ace she was in school in
when
the spelling.
When I started
young. Amen. So yeah. That's where ego and pride and all these things go to work to be the best you could in the class.
Well, it really is a miracle, though, because when I was that young, to have been able to spell that well, and I'm getting 100% on my test, I wasn't at home reading books after book after book. It's just a gift from God, I believe.
Exactly.
Exactly.
A gift from God because it comes from the Holy Spirit, from the air that you use.
Yeah.
All your resources in your gut to reach to the heavens and get the right answer, because you're in the spot, right? You're in front of people and you want to don't be ridiculed. You want to perform properly, and you lock into faith, and those words come to you. That is an amazing gift. I couldn't do that. I get up there and I go, darn.
Yeah, we had a nice library in Brentwood, California, but the amazing thing is, and I like to be in there because it was such a nice organized library, and the children's books were, you know, inviting me. And but I didn't have like stacks of books all over the place. Right. I wasn't a bookworm. And then after that, you know, I never have really been a big, huge reader.
So even today, I'll throw you a hard word, and you'll still run it through your mind, and you'll still ace it, or we will find what's...
We will find out together what it means and how to use it properly, but, you know, that's how we learn, right?
Uh-huh.
Something stumbles you, and you say, oh, let me go check this. And I notice that a lot with when it's a spiritual thing, like somebody asked me a question the other day about the baptism of John, so... Like, I got to thinking, let me look my scripture up, because that's my first place to go. What did Jesus say correctly on that? You know, so it just kind of starts me to do my little research, and so I learn as I go.
Amen. So a couple of points today. I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to, as Anna was talking, I was searching in my points that I wanted to cover. One of them, first and foremost, is if somebody talks about you, says nasty things about you, and ridicules you, and so, Jesus says for us to rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Rejoice. And our job is to obey. Obedience, obey, and put action to it. So we can focus on that, on this gossip, and it grows, and we get a resentment. Or we can gossip, or we can focus on praising the Lord, walking and praising Him and counting all our benefits and so forth. And it is very difficult, but keep going in there. It seems like our minds go right to the one thing that was wrong, because, you know, we're so perfectionists.
I agree.
Okay, that's one point. Remember, make it a goal to rejoice. The other point is that Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, Matthew 6:6, I believe. When you pray to the Father, go into the room and lock the door and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father will see you and will reward you openly. Now, that's a very simple scripture, I think. Okay, so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then the Lord Jesus tells us, when your Father already knows what you need, so pray in this manner. Okay, if we have Jesus in our heart, all the hard work of worship and praise and sanctification is done. So we just slip into the benefits, people. We slip into the joy of the Lord, the kingdom of God, the peace of God. And how do we do it? Jesus said, your Father already knows what you need of. If you need to check this out, we'll talk about that in a little minute, the points. But let's go ahead and pray. And the Father already knows what we need.
Yes, exactly.
You're probably alone in the room with us. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
For your is the kingdom
and the glory and the power forever and ever. All praise and glory be unto the Father. Amen. There's a lot of, now the angels go to work. They go to work to make the Father, the kingdom of God present in us, the will of the Father present in our lives. The angels of God go to work to give us our daily bread. And then circumstances go to work for us to forgive others. You know, if we haven't forgiven others, then we were, what we usually happens from my experience is God will bring you a brand new resentment, a brand new friend. You'll get together with a buddy and say, hey, we're so excited. And after a while, you know, the cards fall, right? You have a, what do you call it? A fallout. You have a fallout with a friend, okay? And now it's our turn to go into our prayer closet and pray for that person for 45 days, for 5 minutes a day, to get that hurt out and bless them. But in the process, God is orchestrating that so he can open our hearts and go in deep and forgive others and forgive others. Go long, go wide, go long.
Yeah.
So we don't know the ingenuity, the geniuses of God, how he works. Our daily bread. You know, when I say give me the daily bread and the Father knows I need to get my butt out to work, you know, and for physical fitness, for sunshine, and for service of others. So, you know, so you got to, you know, so he will inspire me. I just prayed. Now, here's the kicker, folks.
There's always a kicker. Huh?
This is the kicker. Have joy that the Father has heard your prayers.
Amen.
Practice having joy that we successfully pray that prayer. The Father's going to go to work on what we need. And let's have faith in that prayer and not run through it so quickly and end up at the bar and say, hey, that Christianity doesn't work. You know, it's very gentle, folks. Very gentle, and we have to observe very, like almost like a professor. So have joy when you say the Our Father, and then from there, keep trying to have joy that the Father has heard you, 1 John 1:5. If we know he hears us, we know we have the item that we prayed. And what's the item that we prayed? We prayed God's will in our lives. The Our Father, for him to be our Father, for us to get closer.
Yes.
Maybe we don't know him as Father. Maybe our God is too small. Our God is not big enough, large enough, to kick the devil around, and the devil's beating us up. So we have to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. I mean, when you have a father and you mess with this child, you better watch out, a father. And it says in Psalms 18 that, you know, he comes down with it. There's fire coming out of his nose. He's so, because their people are messing with his kids.
Right.
What do you have to say for yourself, Anna?
Well, I think this is a good scripture because it says the Father already knows what you need. Okay. And there's a scripture that I love in Isaiah 65:24 that says, as you pray, God is hearing you. So we have to walk in that assurance. But you know what pointed out to me when you pointed out the scripture was, go into your prayer closet and pray where your Father is unseen. Okay? So we all know we can't see the Father with our natural eyes, but you know, there's something about getting alone with God that touches your heart.
Mm, and you're touched right now, girl.
Wonderful. As I speak, I was, whoop, Lord, no, stop it. You know, because it's, okay, I'm going to say, alone for me is you're not here. You're at the AA meeting.
You just broke my anonymity, baby. Oh. I'm at the AA meeting. Hello, I was a sinner. I was a sinner.
Who doesn't know you? But my point is that that's the alone time. It's precious. You know, sometimes you leave the word God on for me, and I'm listening to it, and it's just, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Be alone with the Father. Your Father. It's like, recognize Him as your Father, right? Your walk, when you're walking with God, that's, you're alone time. I know you're talking to Him, you know? So we're always in communication with our Daddy.
Let's do our listeners a favor, and let's look up that Matthew 6:6 on the Message, the Passion, and the New Living Translation, maybe the Good News Bible. Let's just run real fast, because we have the ability through these computers to look those up of a different way of saying it. But though, this study started out of that scripture that I asked Anna. I said, this scripture impressed me this morning as I was 3:30 in the morning waiting on the Lord, 4 in the morning. I was looking at some scriptures, and one scripture said, do not let your righteousness be flaunted before people.
Yeah, flaunted.
Or is that a right word? And I said, my righteousness. I said, oh, man, I need some study on that. You know, I know that, you know, the Pharisees and Annas, but we can go deeper on that scripture. That's what started all this, is my curiosity. Am I violating that my righteousness, which is, I'm trying to speak for God, saying, well, God gave me, out of the blue, I needed a pair of pants, and they showed up by a wrong package. And that's happened before. I hurt my leg once, and I got a wrong package. And this military guy said, like an angel, said, no, you're the only one. I looked in the computer here. You're the only one with this name. And this came to my house. This is yours. Here, he shoved it in my arms. It was a pillow for my leg, and I had my ACL hurt. And out of nowhere, I put it on, and that's exactly what I needed, a big, giant foam.
Yeah, and I think what I... You know, there's power in the testimony when we testify of what the things and the miracles, whether it's a small miracle or a big miracle, we're testifying to the goodness of God, and we're allowing others to hear what God has done for us, which is a really awesome thing, because then what happens is we're setting ourselves up again for God to perform another wow factor for us, another miracle, another surprise. In addition to the person who's hearing the testimony, they can receive faith for themselves, for their situation or what they're going through. So I just think that it's, you know, we do testify. We want to give God the what do you call it, credit when He's done something for us. Sometimes it's just a small thing, like, a pair of pants came to your door and you needed them, and they're your size and color, and you're going to a wedding the following week. Okay? To me, that's pretty impressive when we just had a conversation that's what you needed.
Amen.
It just goes, well, actually, it's the scripture coming alive for you, because what it's saying is that God already knows what you need.
Amen.
And okay? That's why we pray and we believe that He knows our needs. He's going to bring it. You know, we can count on Him. You can't count on your best friend. You can't count on your brother, your mother sometimes, your father, your natural people around you. But you can certainly count on God. That's what I say anyway.
Amen. You know, the scripture that I like to coincide or parallel with this one is also Matthew 7:7, where it says, ask.
Seek and knock.
You know, seek and knock, and ye shall find. Ask, we ask, with the Our Father, we seek, if I need something, the Lord has inspired me or gave me an idea to get dressed and go get a job, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I knock. I keep on knocking. I keep on looking for work, and I will find. I always wondered about that scripture because, you know, it seems like we could have used more teachings in each one, like ask and have, you know, a whole paragraph of teaching and then seek. Ask, seek, and knock is, it says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So it's imperative that I, Fernando, memorize this scripture and coincide, parallel, use it with the Our Father as my operating system for today, one day at a time. I, you know, get on my knees. The Father already knows what I need. I ask Him day after day. I keep asking my prayers that I would receive and that I ask for. Now, the problem that I see is that I need to believe that I receive what I ask for. And how do I do that? It's a belief and a joy that the Lord has heard me, that the Father has heard me. It's a joy, so I have to act like He heard me. I may have to act like it and try to build that joy that the Lord is somehow hearing me. I have a lot of evidence that the Lord has brought, like what I need, just in time.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So do you have that amplified on Matthew 6:6, please?
Okay.
Hang on with us, please. Yes. I know we are not jumping all over the place. We're bringing those two scriptures together.
Okay. Matthew 6:6, right?
Please.
All right. Here we go. It says, but when you pray, go into your most private room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Okay. Interesting.
Amen. Okay, now let's go to another translation. Let's go to the Passion Translation.
Okay, let me
pull if please, here. If okay. Possible.
TPT, Matthew.
Thank you.
Here we go. Should I look? All right. Let's see. It says, examine. Okay, that's number 6:1. Whenever you pray, be sincere and not like the pretenders who love the attention they receive while praying before others in the meetings and on street corners. Believe me, they've already received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your innermost chamber, starts at 6, and be alone with your Father God, praying to Him in secret. And your Father, who sees all you do, will reward you openly.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. And then go ahead, go to Matthew 7:7, see how that one says right there.
Okay.
7 and 8. It'll be our fundamental operating system, putting those two scriptures up, getting on our knees, you know. And before, I used to spend hours trying to change God's or trying to change a situation by walking and singing in songs and praying, you know.
Okay, Matthew 7, right?
So now, 7:7 starts.
Okay, it says, ask and the gift is yours. Ooh, I love this. This is Passion Translation. Ask and the gift is yours, okay? Seek and you'll discover. Knock on the door and the door will be open to you. For every persistent one will get what he asks for. Persistent one. Okay? Every persistent seeker will discover what he longs for. You know, sometimes we yearn to learn more.
Beautiful.
Okay, this is a wonderful translation. And everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. Amen. That's wonderful.
All right, read it. I'll get to you again. All with the way it's read.
Okay. Ask and the gift is yours. Seek and you'll discover. Knock and the door will be open for you. For every persistent one will get what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he longs for. And everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. Amen.
Amen. So, folks, very simply, we can do this day after day, and it's not going to take a lot of time. You know, getting on our closet, worshiping the Lord, I believe it's spending time worshiping him before the Father seeks worshipers in spirit and truth, and spending, you know, 30 an hour worshiping him in the morning or throughout the day, and then going in your closet and praying. And this kind of prayer, this kind of system, you can go when you're in the bathroom, you can pray the Our Father, you know, and have a meeting with God, and keeps asking and keep seeking. And it's a proper prayer. It's not a prayer that, oh Lord, get me this, oh Lord, get me that,
right.
Oh Lord, my son is out drinking and drugging.
Right.
You know, the Father knows what we need.
Amen. He already knows this.
His objective is for us to be in love. If we can be in love,
beautiful,
we're going to be believing. We're going to be believing. We're going to be in faith and hope. So this is a good way. The promise is that is with our energy we seek day after day our Father. Knock day after day on the heavens. We're asking day after day with this prayer. And it's fast. If we do the worship ahead of time and prepare our spirits, we're raising up the energy so we can send that prayer to heaven. Asking, seeking, and knocking. Praising the Lord, worshiping him, prayerfully walking and taking a exercise, put on worship music and start stretching. As you stretch in the morning and getting ready for your day, you're worshiping the Lord with your hands and your body and so forth and moving around. Then get out there and put on some good worship. Come back in, get on your knees, close that door, and ask the Father. Sometimes you may have to pray it three times. We have to pray it in English and Spanish so we can hit the mark, so we can feel faith rise up and move and go. And boom, it's done. Then after that, we sing songs, spiritual songs. We're joyful all through the day, acknowledging the Lord, having music in the background, and doing work. Work, folks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you just think, be in tune of thanksgiving throughout your day. That's a worship to the Father because, you know, it's the little things that he's provided already that we should be grateful for. And just, you know, looking to him, say, thank you for, I know we always say, thank you for meeting our needs, God. We just feel like every day, you know, he's taking good care of us. And that's a form of worship, recognizing what he does daily. You know, it doesn't have to be the big, huge miracle, although it usually has been for us. You know, we have seen mighty things God do for us and Jesus do and open doors, but it's in the small things sometimes. How appreciative are you in the small things that God is doing for us? You know, and during these times, you know, you stay in, keep your focus on God. You know, all the good things from above come from God. So we can't be moved by what we're hearing every day in the news. In fact, turn that off. You know, it's okay once in a while to pop in there and see what might be happening. I don't know. But don't take it to heart because you got to go back to God. He's your protector. He's your provider. He's the one that, he's your daddy.
You know, if you're looking at news all the time, you're keeping fear alive.
Yes, exactly.
I'm keeping fear alive. You know, just yesterday I wanted to look up a neighborhood ring. You know, how there's this kind of app that you, if anybody's trying to break in a house and there's an alert.
Right.
So maybe they're at work and I'm here, you know, you can just go by there. What a wonderful concept to have the ring system. So I looked it up, but then I was thinking, am I walking by faith or am I walking with fear?
Yeah, sometimes.
You know, so I thought that. So yeah. Looking at news is keeping, well, I got to be, you know, well, what if a big something is coming this way?
Yeah, I just.
So this method is very precise. We worship the Lord first. We close the door. Seek the Father through the Our Father. You may have to pray it 7 times. It's not repetitions. As long as you're waiting for that faith to leave, to take off. Once your faith takes off, you'll feel it and you know it. There's just a peace like a water flowing. And then you memorize, seek, ask, and knock on the Passion Translation and have fun. Because if you seek, say, you're going to receive a gift. Remember in the beginning I said, if you can have joy in this process that you've done it and it's a done deal. I prayed to the Father. He heard me. I feel good. I done my required duty. I done what it was asked of me. What the Father has asked of me. Worship Him in spirit and truth. Ask the Father. He already knows, Jesus said. And then I'm persistent. Focus on it. And rejoice the fact that He heard us. I'm reiterating. How do you say it?
I'm reiterating.
Yeah, that.
Figure out what word you were.
And all right, folks, very simple task. Praise and worship, prayer of the Our Father,
yes.
And memorize as the scripture in different translation, Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Seek. Ask, seek, and knock.
Yeah, I just think that word in the Passion Translation jumped out at me. It says, be persistent. You know, sometimes we can do things once or twice or for a whole week and not see results, so then we tend to back off on that. No, that's the time to keep pressing in, keep punching the door, you know, keep going forward and just believing that God is hearing you and trusting that He wants to be good to you. That's the thing. He wants to be kind to you. He wants to be good. Why wouldn't He? He's your Heavenly
Amen.
Father.
Amen. So let's go ahead and say the Our Father one more time. And the Father knows what we need. If you have ailments, or Lord, may this prayer heal you. May this. And then after that, we rejoice, put on some music, and we go to work.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember,
Jesus.
He's a good, loving Father.
God.
He loves us so much.
Yes.
And it's just like a computer. We need to send the information properly up there. We need to act in faith properly that we receive it as grown-ups. And speak the answer. The answer is this process. That's the answer. If you want to fight poverty, the devil, sickness, and disease, this is the answer. Praise and worship Him.
Yeah.
You got the power.
You got the power. That's a song.
The God power in you. He's put it in there. He's invested in us. May the Lord bless you, family. May the Lord keep you and be with you and sanctify you, holy, and smile on you and cause you to prosper in every way of your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Bye, everyone.
God bless you.